What if kittens played the Glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, joined by my co-host and producer of this show, Miss Lynn, and we are starting off with a question from a listener named
Alvarotti.
No, Alvarotti, you didn't submit this question. This question was submitted by a listener named Owen. We just need you to sing it for the episode.
I'm just so excited. 300 episodes, I couldn't help singing very loud.
That's legit.
Yeah, that's a trend.
Alvarotti.
That's a trend.
We're all excited about the 300th episode.
And I will sing 300 questions for you right now.
That's not going to happen, Alvarotti. We don't have time and we don't have 300 questions. We just need you to sing the one from Owen that this story is going to be based on.
There are actually four other questions featured from listeners Sean Hill, Ramona, Ariana, and a patron named
Lucas.
But we won't actually need you to sing those.
Okay.
Alvarotti. But we do need you to sing Owen's question, so will you please sing it for the listeners?
What if everyone had a party but a thunkle wasn't invited? You know why.
Oh boy, howdy do I know why.
Oh, I know why Kathunkle wasn't invited. Yeah, well, but listen, let's not dwell on our personal grudges, which are just steaming me up inside, Miss Lynn. But
nope.
I can't. Nope.
We have a party to host, Mr. Eric.
So let's get to it and find out, what if everyone had a party, but Kathunkle wasn't invited?
You know why.
Okay, yeah, everybody, pile in! Pile in!
Oh my gosh, Mr. Eric, I'm so excited! We've been planning this 300th episode party for weeks and weeks. I sent out the invitations ages ago, and we have so many guests coming from all of the 299 episodes before this one.
And everyone brought a box. It looks like just a bunch of, I guess, a bunch of presents, huh?
No, sorry, they're all donuts. I hope you're hungry.
Yeah, Mr. Eric, on the invitations, when I wrote, it's a party for the 300th episode, instead of zeros, I put donuts. So it was like three donut donut.
And of course, yeah, donuts are kind of your thing. I love donuts too.
Right. Oh my gosh, Mr. Eric, is that Alexander Hamilton from episode 71? Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I never met anyone whose picture was on money before. Does my hair look okay?
Hello, tis I, Alexander Hamilton. And I brought a box of, what do you call these delectable round treats?
Donuts, Mr. Hamilton.
Well, I had them topped with popcorn, just in case my old pal Corny Wallace shows up at this party.
Well, literally everyone was invited, except Kathunkle. You know why.
You know why.
But don't bring that up, it'll make Mr. Eric mad.
What a great party. I feel like I could break out into song.
Well, then come on, Hammy. Let's go find Corny Wallace and sing about butter popcorn donuts.
Hi, by the way. It's me, Eric. I narrated your story. Well, he's gone. But at least he brought more donuts.
Oh, look, it's Stoop Kid Stories Princess Tia. She was in episode 168, What If Hats Could Talk to Ants. I love that episode. Welcome, Princess Tia.
Party's here. It's time to party. It's time to party. Happy 300th episode from your favorite princess, Princess Tia.
I mean, I won't speak for Mr. Eric, but you are my favorite Princess Tia. Thanks so much for coming.
Now, someone needs to show me where the chips and dip are because this princess is hungry.
Hello, my favorite princess, and thank you for bringing your appetite. We're light on chips and dip, but there are donuts, so go nuts, and off she goes. Oh, your story is one of my kids' favorites. I just thought you should know.
Oh, it looks like we're running out of space for all these donuts.
It's a lot of donuts.
Oh, don't worry. I've got an ability to levitate boxes of donuts. It's a spell I recently learned, and that will keep them all from toppling all over.
Abacus, you don't actually... It's not a no magic party, but like...
Maybe a limited magic part, like only when absolutely necessary magic party.
Too late! Oh. Abracadona!
Okay. Okay, all right, well, yep, you just have the one spell phrase.
Okay, well, actually, most of the donuts are just floating through the room now, which is, it's like I added decorations.
Sure,
I guess.
Sure, let's,
yeah.
Okay, thanks, Abacus. Hey, look, it's Tubi the Mermaid from episode 212. Do you remember that one? Tubi, inventor and mermaid. Tubi, it's so nice to meet you. We didn't get to meet in person the last time you were on the show.
It's weird. Tubi and Miss Lynn have never been in the same room together. I don't know why.
Miss Lynn, it's so nice to finally meet you. I've heard so much about you. I love listening to the other episodes that I'm not in.
Wait, are you, Tubi and Miss Lynn, are you hearing that?
Hearing what?
Okay, that exactly. All right. Try this. Can you say seven spicy donuts, Miss Lynn?
Seven spicy donuts.
Great. Okay, now Tubi, can you say seven spicy donuts?
Seven spicy donuts.
Right?
Yeah. What? I mean, what
no.
is it? What? I think it's maybe in your ear, Mr. Eric.
Yeah, maybe you're still getting over that cold. Speaking of cold, has my Uncle Kathunkle risen from the icy depths of Squid Lake to come to this party yet?
Oh.
Scully, I guess maybe you didn't see the part on the invitation that said everyone is invited except Kathunkle. You know why.
I guess I missed that part when it floated down to the bottom of Squid Lake. The ink must have run a little.
Oh, yeah.
He did save me and a bunch of other kids from being trapped in the world of guilds and goblins forever. And, I haven't had a chance to thank him since he got home.
You know, we are not talking about Kathunkle, actually, right now. Sorry, I sound a little stressed.
Yeah, it's
just...
It's a party, Scully,
yes.
And we're trying to keep things real positive for the party.
And not focus on my burning rage towards Kathunkle.
Take a breath.
Yeah.
Maybe have a donut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These are good.
Oh, yeah.
The donuts levitating through the room is actually kind of handy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm having trouble jumping. That one is like just out of reach.
I know. There's that Boston cream that is just above. Oh, don't worry. I can get that for you.
Diff cat.
I can jump very high. Well, I'll be able to jump high as soon as I put down this extra heavy box. Looks like it's made of lead.
It's huge and it looks so heavy and there's like a glowing crack in the side. Please be careful with that, JFK.
I can explain that.
Aberly the Time Donut.
That's me, Aberly the Time Donut. And well, I run the shop, need another,
mm-hmm.
And we sold out of donuts. In fact, the very last donut went to Kathunkle himself. But we had to hide behind the counter because we didn't want him to know that we were going to this party and he wasn't invited.
You know why.
And so there was only one kind of donut left.
The very, 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 very spicy kind.
How many varies was that?
It was 8 varies, Lynn.
Okay, that was... Episode 258? That didn't really work out that well for Mr. Mouser with that very, 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 very spicy donut.
Well, I cannot discuss the interdimensional threats of this donut until I put this box down with a very heavy thud.
Wow.
Drop that right by the door. That's, I think that crack got a little bigger.
I think so. It kind of looks like there's some glowing coming out of the crack and...
I may appear to be late to the party, but I am a time traveler, and I was actually early and then time traveled forward here when I discovered a sort of time disturbance, an interdimensional variety.
Yeah, Wendy, Anna, can you tell us what is happening with this box with the very, 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 very spicy donut?
It is capable of breaking all of space-time wide open. I would suggest disposing it in the nearest mouth of an interdimensional creature, someone like Kathunk.
We're not talking about Kathunkle, okay? I just can't get over it.
It's okay.
You know what? Maybe things would be better if he were here, but he was not invited.
Hello, Mr. Eric.
Kessler Talbot. From episode 254, what if Mr. Eric got eaten by a Venus flytrap?
Happy 300th episode. I brought you a box of extra sour carrot donuts to celebrate. Where can I put them?
Apparently, you can just open the box now and the donuts will float in the air. It's convenient.
Oh, hey, Fred is here too. Hi, Fred.
Oh, hey, Kessler. Don't mind Mr. Eric. He's just in a mood about you-know-who. You know why.
You know why. Do you like sour carrots?
Yeah, they're okay.
Okay, well, I brought a bag of stick sprinkles for you.
Ooh.
I'll just sprinkle it on one of these donuts. There. An extra sticky sour carrot donut. Especially for Fred.
That's more like it, buddy. Now come on, Kessler. Let's go get further away from this reality melting donut. It's probably not good for kids. Or the universe.
See ya, Kessler. Thanks for stopping by.
Ding dong.
Ah, another guest already. Petey, would you mind getting the door? I love seeing all my friends, but sometimes in a big party, I just start to feel a little anxious. And honestly, the Kathunkle thing isn't helping.
Say no more. Peter the Greeter is at your service. Tis I, Peter the Greeter, welcoming you to the observatorium. Somebody should have probably said before now that that's where we are, but better late than never, right?
It's me, Tootie. Remember the sneezy ghost?
Tootie the ghost from episode 297. Thanks so much for coming all the way from Story Pillar to our party.
Wow, Lynn. That's some greeting. I think I'm just gonna sit back and learn from an expert.
Thanks for helping me get over my fear of heights the other day. Anywho, boo. Here are some strawberry pickle ghost glitter sprinkle donuts.
Oh, thanks, they're...
I know, right? They're my absolute favorite. Here, try a bite.
All right, so these donuts are dripping in either ectoplasm or ghost sneeze, which might be the same thing. Let's see how Lynn handles this delicate social situation.
Oh, you know, Tootie, I actually don't want to get too filled up with donuts since we still have so many party guests to greet and I don't want to get all bloated.
Ooh, a conveniently exaggerated truth. Now that's diplomacy.
Okay, maybe later.
Yes, maybe later. Thanks so much for coming, Tootie.
And thanks so much for coming means please go away now. Peter the Greeter has so much left to learn. Perhaps I am not fit for this career. Oh, I'm holding the door for someone. Oh, I'm late. I did it. Yeah, I greetered. I was right behind JF Cat. I didn't want to spill this on him, you know?
Yeah, Lola Rabbit, that is an enormous cup that you're carrying.
It's a really the eighth power big cup of interdimensional coffee, so...
Nope.
Yeah, the donut shop was closed, so I figured I'd get a coffee to go with all the donuts, you know, but I just wanted to get one really, really big one, because otherwise Kathunkle might figure out that there was a party happening and he's not invited.
You know why.
So anyway, I just got this really, 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 really big cup of coffee. Where should I put this down? Maybe right on top of this big, heavy lead box?
How about as far away from that box as possible and as carefully as possible, Lola Rabbit?
Oh!
Okay, so how about we go all the way to the far side of this room and you can very carefully put that cup down?
Oh, don't worry about that. Careful is my first, last, and middle name. Careful, careful, careful. That's what my mom was always shouting at me whenever I was running through the house with cups. That's... Oh!
Does somebody have a... Oh, gosh.
Okay, well, that time donut and that interdimensional coffee really shouldn't be mixing.
No, it's okay, Wendy Anna. I, Abacus P. Grumbler, will contain the foul effects with my protective magic.
Greetings, everyone. It is I, Igneous Draconius.
Oh, hello! From episode 224, All-Star Adventurer and Wizard Igneous Draconius.
Oh, just Iggy for short. Thank you.
Oh, is that Iggy? My rival... friend? Wendy and I, just don't tell them what's going on, okay?
I mean, maybe their magic could help.
I've got this under control!
And I'm Sal the Wishing Salmon.
Oh, and that Wishing Salmon.
Anyway, we heard that this was going to be something of a donut party, so we brought our own donuts that we made ourselves. With a little bit of help from magic, of course.
He's probably just wanting to show off about his awesome donuts or something.
Yeah, but if we ask the Wishing Salmon to wish us something.
Oh no, they only use their wishes on frivolous things. Like...
And I brought the sprinkles.
Like sprinkles, exactly.
I just wished for one of those dragons that can breathe sprinkles, and, well, here we are.
Right, those sprinkle-breathing dragons were part of episode 224, too. That's a nice callback.
Yes, of course, but the donuts were a little, very large. So I used a shrinking spell to shrink them down to a size that is more edible. Enjoy!
Bon appetit, as they say.
See, I told you.
Oh, sorry I had to step out for a minute, everybody. But I am back and ready to party. What did I miss?
Oh, nothing serious.
The end of the universe, probably, though.
Well, hey, Igneous Draconius and the Wishing Salmon are here. Why don't we just ask them for help?
I'd rather us get sucked into whatever dimensional vortex is currently opening as my magic wanes and fails.
So... that's what's happening right now.
Yes, apparently. Oh no! If only Kathunkle were here to help!
So you won't accept help from Iggy, but you will accept help from Kathunkle?
Hey, we're not supposed to be talking about Kathunkle. You know why.
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 You know why?
No way. I really don't know why.
Oh no, this is definitely Kathunkle's fault somehow, even though he's not here.
Hello, is anyone here? It is I, Kathunkle. I sensed a rather impossibly powerful dimensional disturbance. No one's here. In the entire universe. Well, then I guess next week I will be hosting another episode of What Is World. So tune in. I am sensing another dimension nearby. And a new one. Oh, it tastes very sugary. No matter. We shall find out next week. I'd like to thank Karen and Eric O'Keefe, the co-creators of this show, Miss Lynn, our producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home, whether this is your first story or your 300th, you are a part of our What If world. And until we meet again, keep wondering. But seriously, it's a good thing. It's a good habit.
Hi, my name is Elena Stepler, and I am ICAN Radio and All Classical Portland's Youth Roving Reporter. And I would like to share with you a song that I am grateful for. A piece of music that I am incredibly grateful for is called New Second Line by the Olympia Brass Band. It is a tune that will get you to jump, sway, bounce, skip, and dance to the festive beats of this extraordinary band from New Orleans. Can you pretend you are dancing in the streets following this glorious group?